Sunday, January 25th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. Get ready.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know exactly what's going on. And if you're a longtime listener of this show and check out what I claim, you know what's going on. The Democrat Party has an official plan called the Podesta Plan that is built around if Trump ever got back in office and deployed ICE like presidents have done in the 23-year history of ICE, then they will have their mobs attack ICE, and that when ICE then defends themselves, at some point there's going to be some dead people on both sides, and then they build Trump as a dictator and use that as a pretext to have the blue states go into open rebellion and start seceding. Now, that's an official Democrat Party plan. I made a big deal about it. Since they first said in August of 2020, if he wins, if we can't steal it, we're going to do that. And then right before Trump won again, in 2024, they said, we're going to go with that plan. So my job is really easy because we have the enemy's own plans. But it's also hard because I've been hammering this and hammering this, and we're just now seeing the White House and people get it and talk about it. But if you just look at the tragedies that happen here and there that are caused by them triggering all this, and if you only focus on those and debate individual events, you're down on their level where they want you to be. Instead of going, look, they said they would do this, they're the ones fomenting it. So you have this latest guy shot, and we now have the details on that, what really happened. We'll be getting into it. This better up-close footage has been released. But when you pull back from it, this is exactly what they want. Then you have Senator Chris Murphy, one of the most evil senators in Congress out of Connecticut, and others saying Trump is planning to cancel the 2026 election. They're not even speculating. They're just, it's a fact. If he wins, he's stolen it. Well, he says, last week he said he's going to cancel them. Now he says he's going to steal them. Now, remember, they indicted Trump for saying that 2020 was stolen from him, but he had evidence. And Jack Smith just testified to Congress about that this week. So it's just wild, folks. And they're definitely going for broke on this. They're definitely going with the Civil War secession plan. And I'm going to say it again. We need press conferences. We need fireside chats with the president. We need all of his surrogates spelling this out. You see Stephen Miller doing it some. You see Noam today saying this is all deliberate to create a civil war because they're trying to cover up all the corruption they're involved in. And she also said clearly we were already doing research. Walls and the other Democrats are involved in the fraud. She said, of course they are. They're running it. So they're corner rats, folks, and they have no other choice but to go with this. Meanwhile, their whole globalist system is falling apart in live time. All their big globalist projects are being abandoned, not just here, but around the world. And so that makes them very, very dangerous because they're cornered. So this live Sunday, January 25th, 2026 transmission, we're going to go through all the latest on this. And then while we are being diverted with their distractions that are so important, but those are the distractions from their globalist project falling apart and humanity waking up to them and all the corruption coming out. So Democrat senators now claiming Trump plans to cancel 2026 elections and declare martial law. They're also claiming he plans to steal it, when in reality, via the Podesta plan, they intend to trigger a new civil war in the end.
Harris, Listen, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Local cable and VHF. Tell them about Infowars.com/show, band.video, the feed on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show, and X, the mighty X at Real Alex Jones. We're now in day 270 of the Trump administration, already into the second year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it right now. We have incredible discoveries that I spent hours today researching. Unbelievable. Journalists were able to infiltrate the Signal chat app used by the Democrats in Minnesota and via that into California, Illinois, you name it. And it is state senators, state reps, high-level staffers of Walls, commanding people to harass and attack ICE and stalk them and dox them and foment all this. Now, we already knew that was going on, but here is confirmation. Unbelievable. And in the Signal chat apps, feeds are hundreds of videos of, well, I can call them as communists, running these operations. So there's your racketeering right there. It's one thing to say we're not going to aid federal agents following the Constitution with court orders and warrants. That's just obstruction of justice. But when you're out there quarterbacking, working with thousands of people and working with NGOs, it is a conspiracy. It is racketeering. So I could do the whole 4 hours tonight on that. Okay. Just that. Incredible. Because they upload videos of themselves doing it and the meetings they have and in the field and stalking, harassing innocent people, demanding citizens' papers. I mean, it's everything they claim ICE is doing, they're doing it with no legal authority. Then you've got Senator Chris Murphy and others coming out and saying Trump is going to steal the election for sure, and he's going to cancel it, and he's a dictator. And we've got to overthrow him. And then we've got all the politicians, the Democrats, saying they're illegitimate, they're criminal, they're not real law enforcement. You don't have to follow their orders to get the public to go crazy. And again, you've heard me talk about this for 5 years, 5 and a half, because I've never seen anything like it. August of 2020, front page New York Times, 30-page article, direct link to the war game, the Podesta plan, how they would do this, how they'd say, we will say that ICE is illegal. We will say they're Nazis. We will say they're attacking innocent people. We will order people to resist. We'll have our NGOs resist. People will die. And when they die, we will then start fomenting a civil war. And now you see exactly that happening. And it enrages me that there's almost nothing from the White House or Trump surrogates on this. We have some things from Stephen Miller, some from Noam, some from Homan, but they need to be front and center saying, do you understand? The vice president went there last week and gave a good speech and explained, we're following federal law. You have violence because for the first time they're saying resist agents that are simply arresting child molesters, murderers, you name it, even when they have them in the jail or there's prison sentences over, but we have these other convictions and things. They won't give them to us. They just release them. That's why this is out of control, and they're fomenting this as a political diversion, and the Democrats are behind it. Yeah, that's true. But you have the damn plan that triggers a civil war and blue states and cities seceding, and you have all these movies like One Battle After Another and Civil War pre-programming into the public. So I got hundreds of other incredible articles and incredible news stories that are very interesting, and I'll get to some of them. But front and center, this is their last plan. This is what they said they would do if Trump ever got back in and started exposing their corruption. So there's nothing more frustrating than having their plan and then not seeing people understand it. I mean, we have the damn enemy's playbook. It's like in a war, you know, the enemy's next battle plan falls in your hands. It'd be like in World War II where we broke the German Enigma code early in the war. That's how we beat them. I mean, this is the equivalent of having the enemy's decoder machines. And now we have thousands and thousands and thousands of videos, hundreds of thousands of chats, not just in Minnesota, it's all over the country, of them organized, led by state senators, mayors, I mean, in the field, commanding the vehicles attacking ICE. And you see the mayors in Chicago and Minneapolis and D.C. and New York saying, we've got a hotline, we've got apps, get out there, we have rapid response forces getting their faces. I mean, they admit they're doing it, but this is them commanding it on the ground. Illegal as hell. So we have that. And they know the jig's up. They know the election fraud's all being proven. I mean, so much comes out every day now, it makes my head spin. They've got all these new whistleblowers, all the documents, the lawsuits they're winning. They've got Georgia and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Michigan admitting, okay, millions of Trump votes weren't counted. Oh, there's 6.5 million people registered to vote in Wisconsin, only 4 million voters. And then when they look at all these people voting that aren't even real or live in other states or are dead, it's 99% voting for Biden. I mean, and Democrats. I mean, it's just insane the level of theft here. And that's why they're so dangerous. And now we learn the theft in California is in the hundreds of billions. The theft in New York is in the upwards of $100 billion. Minnesota, probably $50 billion. I mean, this is organized mass crime, ladies and gentlemen. And they'll do anything to stay in power. So they invoke the crisis. They tell people these are Nazis. They tell them they're illegitimate. They tell them they're criminals. They tell them they should be arrested, but we're not going to do it. But you go out and fight them. All these people show up with guns in Austin, in Dallas, in San Antonio. I see it where I live, in New York, in the cities in Florida, in Illinois, in Minnesota, everywhere. And you've only got a few more patrol and ICE that have been killed, and only 3 citizens killed so far, 2 in the last 3 weeks. I am really surprised that it's that low. And we can spend all day showing the new video of the guy getting shot yesterday, and we now have the HD of it, and it's clear that they thought he had another gun, and a bunch of stuff fell on the ground, and they got scared and said, gun, gun, when they got his other gun and shot him. But they're not going to go to jail for it because they do it on purpose. They thought they were in danger, and he came with a gun and stuck himself in the middle of a riot. That's like, I-35 is a few miles from here. People are driving 85 miles an hour on it. And if I just stood on the side of the road and just ran out in front of cars, somebody hits me, it's not their fault. And it turns out this nurse seems like a nice guy who got killed. His family, with the messages are public, told him, don't do this. Don't do this. Be smart. I mean, I would not get anywhere near that. Like I said, I've been driving through neighborhoods before and seen a SWAT team and a bunch of police in the house. I don't just run up and start screaming at them. I mean, that's just really dangerous, folks. So, you know, but again, who brought in the 40 million illegals? Who allowed all the human trafficking? The millions dead from fentanyl, the tens of thousands dead from the crime, the rape, the murder, the DUI. I mean, I've got family hit and run by illegals. I've got crew killed by illegal aliens. I mean, I've experienced the crime wave of this. So have you. And so nobody humanizes that, though. You know the name of the Border Patrol agents shot and killed last year? Do you know the names of the ICE agents shot? You got to look them up. But you know the names of the few people that ICE has killed. And they go, oh, this five-year-old boy outside of school, they grabbed him as bait. No, his dad ran off. Illegal alien with a big rap sheet. They just took him into the school. They admit now that wasn't true, but it doesn't matter. Oh, they're mean, the little boy with his blue octopus hat on. So all they have is this emotion and manipulation. Now, I want to play a clip of a guy I really like, been on the show many times. We need to get him back on the show. Sam Tripoli, 3 years ago on Joe Rogan, before I didn't hit anything else, because this is how the public's brain works. This video resurfaced yesterday. It trended on X, tens of millions of views, which is great. And this is Sam Tripoli with classic intelligence, different types of intelligence. I don't mean like mental intelligence. I mean intelligence, you know, intel, information. Observing media propaganda and knowing what was going to come next. And having sources in intel that said we're phasing out in 2023 of the transgender cult, which you now see. We're going all to migrants being hurt by ICE and illegal alien riots. Now, remember, since 2020, I've been saying it every day because they said we're going to go to this if Trump ever wins. And then they had it kind of moving into their new operation with replacement migration in Europe and here to fire up these groups to destabilize things if the populists in the countries don't go along with the globalists. But as soon as Trump won the election, they went into high gear on this. Now, I go right to their own documents, right to their own statements. That's the best intel is enemy battle plans that are confirmed that you can then track. That's the best intel you want. But most intel is on-the-ground observation. You observe the propaganda. You observe the movements. You observe it. And that's what Tripoli did a great job. Someone's like, oh, my God, how did Tripoli predict that the whole new thing would be migrant riots and anti-ICE riots? They say in the Podesta plan that we put articles up, Breitbart report on it, New York Times, it's got a link to it. You know, they call it what to do if Trump wins the election. That's the battle plan's actual name. And it says when they go out to do regular ICE enforcement, which is just the Interior Border Patrol, Immigration Customs Enforcement, they also, when people are making fake NFL jerseys or whenever they go raid the swap meets, it's their job. And they just act like they're not police. It's all illegal. There's no warrants. That's not true. And on. It's court orders, administrative warrants, and regular warrants. They always have one. That's when they broke in a few weeks ago to the FBI manager's car. They're like, look at all this. They know where these people live and that they're not citizens and what they do and everything. Well, yeah, and look, they got They got arrest warrants here for them. They got, yeah. Did they just show up somewhere randomly looking for somebody? I mean, they've done some stuff like go to Home Depot. You know, we got like 20 illegals out front every hour trying to, they've scooped them up too because Trump did. They say they did, but I've confirmed they have. They've got quotas, which I don't think is a good idea. I said day one, and they kind of did this, but kind of didn't. I said, just focus on the people with huge criminal records. But ICE is like, well, okay, well, when we're out doing this, we run other people that are here illegally and wants to get them. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. But the point is that the hardened criminals, because there's millions of them, they're the ones we really need to go after. So we're here. We have all these senators today, all over TV, saying Trump is going to steal the election, and he's going to cancel the election, and he's a dictator, and ICE is illegal, and he's coming after everybody. And then you have the Podesta plan where they say, if he ever wins again, we're going to order mobs to attack ICE and have the blue cities not work with ICE. And then in key places like Minnesota, have the cities and the state come out and attack and demonize ICE and have Democrat politicians with all this NGO money out there quarterbacking attacks on them. So they're starting the civil war. That's what this is. And I know you're like, yeah, we know, we heard this 85,000 times. Yeah, but we're here now. You may know that. I may know that. The general public still don't get it, folks. They look at each case and go, oh, look, they shot that woman. Oh, look. Yeah, they had a million people protesting up there this weekend, and one guy with a gun, and he gets tackled, and then there's stuff flying around and things falling out and clips on the ground and gun, and in the hysteria, he gets shot. Yeah. Don't play in traffic. Sad he's dead. But the point is, they created the chaos and said they're going to create the chaos to get this done. So they started it. It's their plan to do this. They're the bad guys. Again, ICE is 10,000 enforcers on the enforcement side against 40 million illegals. I'm surprised under the incredible pressure they're in that they haven't had more mistakes, you could say. But it wasn't intentional. And he came to that event and he was armed. And that's what happens. So they will not be convicted. Believe me, they're not happy about that. They're going to have to get lawyers. They're going to get sued. They're going to get doxxed. They're trying to not do that. But they're like, gun. He had a gun. Bunch of stuff falls out on the ground. They think it's a gun. Boom. They're highly trained, folks. These are almost all former police and military. They're not hiring wimps, as you can see. But they're also not playing around, folks. They're out there being screamed at and attacked all day long, surrounded. And then you want to go insert yourself in the middle of it, you're asking for it, folks. It'd be like if there was a 50-mile-an-hour, 100-mile-an-hour windstorm, and I went up to Mount Bonnell in Austin, the highest point, and stood on the edge of a cliff, and then I get blown off the cliff, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Well, yeah, I mean, you don't get in high wind and stay on the edge of a freaking cliff. Don't play in traffic. This is an invasion to break our country, Cloward and Piven, replacement migration, on record. The Podesta plan is to use this to trigger a civil war. We have them. So, yeah, I'll individually get on ICE's ass when somebody makes a mistake or does something wrong, but they are responding to the takeover. They are the literal front line in the attempt to take down this country. Look at the thankless job, the David versus Goliath job. Look at the attacks. Yeah, they're warriors. They're heroes. And some listeners want to say, oh, my God, you're sucking the weenie of the police state. No, I'm not. The police state is the Democrats and the left and them wanting to take our kids and brainwash us and take our speech. When you have illegal aliens run by the Democratic Party committing mass crimes and the left telling their people go out and riot, and we've still got men and women willing to go out there and face this attack, to do their job, to get child molesters, arsonists, murderers, bank robbers, carjackers on the streets. Let me tell you, I wouldn't take ICE's job, because I'm going to tell you right now, somebody starts spitting in my face, hits me in the head with a big old piece of ice, I go crazy. Somebody rams my car, I wouldn't be as controlled as they are. New videos today of them being rammed. And so I'm just like, you don't need to hire me for that. Because I just can't take it. I have seen extreme restraint. And look, I'll tell you, Trump doesn't want to be pushed around. He doesn't want to have the globalists get what they want. And I know he knows that their main attack point is Minnesota right now. But I don't know. I don't want them to have a victory and say ICE evacuated, but they might just need to pull back a little bit, a lot. And not say they are, but pull back, because they're getting ready to false flag a group of illegal aliens and blame ICE and Trump. And it won't be one dead guy. It'll be 100, as I've been saying. That's the next move. And so I think they need to pull back, do intel research for a few weeks, and, you know, really assess things, because we're reaching the main point of the trap here right now. And I've really thought about this a lot in the last few days, and I think don't give them a public victory, but don't give them what they want, because they're the ones in their own documents that want violence while claiming we do. But I say pull back, get more intel and more overwatch when they go out, because the setup, you can feel it. You can see the last piece hitting. The false flag's about to hit. I just, in my gut, I'm sure of it. And what's ICE going to do when there's 1,000 people out there protesting them and somebody out of a parking garage mows down 200 people and blames ICE? We're there. So you better get ready to respond to that. Because just like I know it's 6:30 in the morning tomorrow, that sun's coming up, I know that this is about to happen in every fiber of my body. So I've got the Democrats saying Trump's going to steal the election and cancel at the same time. I've got all their signal stuff that's been captured showing the terrorism they're involved in. I've got all these incredible clips. I got Sam Tripoli I want to get to, who at the intel level is at the intel of grassroots, seeing it and predicting next will be the ICE thing to bring in tyranny. You're right, Sam. And it's called the Podesta plan. Let's move to the final piece, where it's not just your assessment that's common sense and true. Let's move now to Sam was asked me on a few months ago, I don't know why it didn't happen. Get me on Sam's show. I'll go explain to him. So I know he's a smart guy. But there's nothing more frustrating than having the actual battle plan. Here's a short clip. I'm going to break with it. This is Democrats' rhetoric trying to trigger violence. Here it is.
This is Gestapo-like behavior. Plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
The ICE issue is alarming beyond words. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process. Oh, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here. Wake up.
Dangers that we saw in Nazi Germany, especially in the earliest days of Nazi Germany, are the dangers that we need to react to now. They're taking people off the streets and sending them away. It's a 5-alarm fire, everyone.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is not the 1930s, and every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye, just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. We need to make sure that there's a firewall that they have to come through before they get to them.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature. Again, this is just the most recent.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right, That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow, you.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary, it's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up. So I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from Arctic Austin, braving this global warming, broadcasting worldwide. Thanks for joining us tonight. Okay, by the way, Sam Tripoli, known him decades, really smart guy, popular talk show host. He's actually already scheduled tomorrow. He was already scheduled, so that's great. 1 p.m. for 2 hours. Look forward to that. 1 p.m. Central, the last 2 hours. Second half broadcast tomorrow. So this is bigger than Sam Tripoli or me, and I'm not analyzing this to go, oh, Sam has the opinion of this, and everybody's blown away that 3 years ago he predicted the next phase of unrest would be anti-ICE riots out of a clear blue sky. And he did that from his own intel sources and from watching the news media shift. Yes, but we have this that's linked to the New York Times and everywhere else. In August of 2020, and then they reissued it right before Trump won a year and a half ago. preventing a disrupted presidential election and transition. Sounds nice. Says we're going to trigger attacks on ICE doing their regular job, doing the same thing they always did. And we're going to call them Nazis and call Trump a dictator and use that as a pretext to have blue states secede and create a civil war. Again, a big deal. So I've learned this, though, that people will take a clip of me 15 years ago saying they're going to have us 6 feet apart, make us wear masks, lock us in our houses, use smartphones to control us, give us so-called vaccines that erase our immune systems. Now, they don't show the 30-minute breakdown where I show the documents. They just say, this man is Nostradamus. How did he? Because it's a freaking UN report that was then adopted as the BioShield plan and billions of dollars of funding for the U.S. government in 2004. I mean, you know, that's official John Hopkins, CIA, Department of Defense, UN, WHO, their plan. How they'll use a respiratory virus out of China, this is 2004, in the future, to bring in global government. And Lou Dobbs and Judicial Watch sued back in 2006, got documents out of BAM Canada at the big secret North American Union meeting where they had all the major world leaders there secretly. And it said we're going to use a virus to bring in control and have lockdowns. And that's going to get people ready for carbon lockdowns in the future. And then sure as hell, I said, watch, next they're going to say 5 years ago they want carbon lockdowns. And then they said that because it's in the plan. They don't have all these CEOs and world leaders meet in secret in BAM Canada to come up with plans they ain't going to try. And again, I go back to this. It's like we have them, people. But you know, all those clips you see with like 100 million views, 50 million views, it'll be a 40-second clip or a minute clip where I just say what's going to happen. They don't show the first or the end. And the people are smart. They put those clips out knowing if it's Nostradamus and people see a clip from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and it all came true, they go, how the hell? It's like, wow, wow. Because if I put a clip, I've done it myself now. If I put a clip out showing the evidence, nobody wants it. I put a clip out about atrazine sterilizing frogs and twisting their gender and show 30 minutes of documents, no one cares. But if I just say they're putting chemicals in the water that turn the frogs gay, it gets billions of views. So it's just weird human psychology. So here's Tripoli, who's on tomorrow. And he's on Rogan. And I remember seeing it back at the time. I think even elaborated, but notice the clip they put out doesn't show that. It's like, this guy's Nostradamus. No, you can be Nostradamus too. Because the enemy plans are public. And I harp on this to the White House and everybody else. You have the Democrats saying we're going to trigger ICE riots and say the president's illegitimate. He's planning to steal the election or cancel the election. And now it's following the exact plan and the exact playbook. And I'm just like, What was that movie? Came out about 10 years ago. It's actually a pretty good Tom Cruise movie. I like his science fiction movies better than his other ones. Mission Impossible is boring, but I like his science fiction movies. Oblivion's good. It's Oblivion, what's it called? What's the other one, though, where the aliens control time and they attack in France? And for whatever reason, he keeps getting woken back up and sent back to fight the same battle hundreds of times. And he finally starts trying to convince the generals. But every time he gets sent back, he has to try to reconvince them again. And then finally they listen to him and they go and they beat the aliens. Edge of Tomorrow. I mean, it's like, I'm just like constantly Groundhog Day, Groundhog Day, Groundhog Day. I mean, I know how to beat them. I know how to beat them. I'm like, here it is, here it is, here it is. And I'm just like pulling my hair out. I mean, there ain't much left. Oh. Meanwhile, top trending X, tens of millions of views. Great. Sam Tripoli, smart guy. But he got it from his intel sources who've been told what was coming next, and he got it by watching the media. That's great, Sam. Here's the actual plan. Game over. So here's Tripoli.
We're in the Bolshevik war right now, bro. And right now what's coming up is all the pride stuff is going to be, okay, so I had this woman come on my podcast. Her name's Mel Kay. She goes, I've been talking to some people in the intelligence, and they go, this gay pride stuff is going away. And the next thing you're going to see are immigration riots. This is going to be right around the next election. So hand to God, we do this episode. Next day, Starbucks is like, we're banning all the pride stuff. And now you start seeing these little, they're putting little breadcrumbs out, man. Little breadcrumbs. Oh, I saw this one thing in Chicago. Oh yeah, illegal immigrants are upset about where they're staying. And these illegal immigrants who speak no English are holding up perfectly written English signs saying we're tired of how we're being treated.
And now you see that now.
And now you're starting to see this over and over again. Eric, so everyone's always like when all these Republican governors are like sending these immigrants all over the country. Everyone's like, yeah, you're showing those Democrats. Bro, they're moving assets. I know it sounds crazy, but that is 100%
What do you mean they're moving assets? What do you mean?
Dude, these guys coming into the country, bro, have you seen them? A lot of them are Chinese and a lot of them are military age people. Too. And I'm telling you, they're moving. And this is what's going to be right around 2024 election, immigration riots, people going nuts. And it, as listen to this, and you'll start seeing all the little breadcrumbs. I'm telling you, that's what they want you to think.
You're buying it.
Oh, I thought they're moving assets, bro.
You're the puppet.
They're moving assets.
What do you mean, like military people?
Dude, study the Bolshevik War. It is happening in real time. 100%.
But
I just wanted to get that out to everybody because I'm trying to warn people. This is what's next.
Yeah, it is. And now you're here. And now we have all the signals, chats, and videos of these people. And it's top Democrats running it, of course. I mean, in the field. And it's so professional. And they go train them at churches how to attack ICE, how to ram them, then how to act like they're victims when they get pulled out, how to scream, oh, you're hurting me, oh, you just beat me. They'll just grab, oh, you just hit me, oh. I mean, it's all theater, folks. And Trump's like, we're enforcing law. But I prayed about this today. I spent a lot of time thinking about it yesterday. Don't give them a victory and say you're standing down in Minnesota, but the false flag's imminent. I'd reduce operations 90%. I'd pull in, do training, and then do overwatch, and then decide, what are you going to do with somebody out of a parking garage or out of a panel truck mows down a few hundred people and blames you? Because that's the final ingredient in their own plan, that there's a massacre of hundreds of people by ICE. It's here. It's here. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. It's like mama's baking a birthday cake for dad who's getting home at 7. And you get home after school, it's 4 o'clock. She pulls the cake out of the oven. She's got icing sitting on the counter. She goes, come in here and help me do this. And you sit there with mama and you get the icing out and you put icing on the cake. They got the icing. They're putting the icing on the cake. And I'm just sitting there going, they're putting the damn icing on people. Please, 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 please. ICE needs to quietly pull back right now and get ready for this. And get your messaging ready. Yeah, here's Tim Walz, his deputy chief of staff, driving around just this week. And she's doing training on how to harass. It goes on and on. Let's go to Senator Chris Murphy, who quarterbacked the DOJ CIA operations against this operation that's come out. Here he is, totally misrepresenting. Trump has already sent letters to all these Democrat governors saying, help ICE. Give us people that have criminal records when you're releasing from jail and give us your voter roll databases and I'm not going to sue you, which he's already starting to do. So Bondi sends another letter saying the same thing again and they go, oh, Trump is saying he'll pull ICE out of Minnesota if they do what he wants. Like that's blackmail. He always said just aid ICE getting people with criminal records on top of being here illegally. And we'll pull out like they've done in all the other states that do their job. ICE just wants to go pick them up at the jail. And give us the voter rolls, which we know. I mean, Wisconsin has 6.5 million voters for 4 million voters. Michigan admits they have millions of fake voters. Trump's like, okay, I won't keep suing. I won't do this. Just give me the stuff. He said it over and over again. They take this new letter and go, oh, my God. They're blackmailing the governors. No, that's why they're there. And it's all coming out. So here's Chris Murphy saying Trump is going to steal the election. Last week he said he's going to cancel it. The other Democrats are saying it. You see them everywhere. Remember, you're not supposed to say an election ever gets stolen. That doesn't exist. If you question an election, you should be indicted like Trump was, even though he had proof. They, with no proof, are now saying he stole 2024. They're saying he's going to steal this one in 10 months. Yeah, that's how far out we are, folks. And it's because they know their fraud's being exposed. The world's turning against them. And what did Podesta say? What's the official Democrat plan? Use ICE to say they're tyrants, to create a civil war, so they have cover for a Western alliance, as they call it, secession. And they made a movie called Civil War, produced 3 years ago, released last year, all about it. It's all scripted, folks. It's all prepared. It's all planned. And I'm sitting here like the edge of tomorrow, just like knowing the next play. And just like I say, it's going to happen. And are we just going to sit here stupid? And like do this? I mean, come on, people. It's like Tom Cruise in the movie keeps begging the general, like, I've been in this battle 200 something times. Believe me, sir. Just, and by the end, the guy finally listens to him because he has so much information about you did this today. You did that to, you know, you're going to do this. You're going to do that. And the guy finally goes, okay, I believe you. And then they beat the aliens. But with me, it's like, here's their own document. You don't have to believe me. It's just right here. Like, go read this. Did they do this? Yeah, we're like 80% through it now. The last part comes now. Please, please. I'm begging everyone. I don't know what I'm supposed to do at this point. I'm literally going crazy. I'm losing sleep over this. That's like, this is... go, Senator Murphy. Here it is.
By now, you've seen this horrific video, another individual killed in the inhumanity of this. We cannot fund ICE as it is constituted today. But we found out something else really important today. Pam Bondi sent a letter to state officials in Minnesota in which she made a list of demands for ICE to leave Minneapolis. And one of those demands was that the state turn over its voter rolls to the federal government. This has never been about public safety. Minneapolis is a much less safe place today because ICE is there. This is likely about trying to rig and steal the election. Donald Trump is wildly unpopular. He is not committed to democracy. And he knows the only way that his movement is to retain power, the only way that his corporate allies retain power, his billionaire allies retain power this November, is for Trump to steal the election. And so he's saying to Minneapolis, if you don't give me control of the voter rolls, then ICE isn't leaving. And you can see that if he gets away with it in Minnesota, he's likely going to try it in places like Philadelphia and Phoenix, other key cities in swing states. So understand why it's so important for us to draw a line. I have been arguing all weekend that the Senate should not pass funding for the Department of Homeland Security, first and foremost, because this is a rogue agency that is operating outside of the law and is killing American citizens, but also because the underlying game here may be to steal the 2026 election. And no senator, but in particular, no Democratic senator, should play a part in that.
But election fraud doesn't exist. He's put in jail if you say it. That, right? And they're all saying that. Because there are more people voted in Phoenix than there are voters. There's more people voted in Chicago than there are voters. And in Philadelphia and in Atlanta and everywhere else. They know, people. The jig is up. Trump's always had these demands. I'll get out of your state if you give me all this. Now they're like, oh, my God, we're being held hostage. Oh, like you guys with government shutdowns? So here's a clip of a reporter doing a good job breaking this down. And you just go to X, and if you got hours and hours, because, I mean, I spent 2 hours this morning on this alone. I only looked at a small part. I got mad because I just can't stop watching it. And it's state senators, state congress people, mayors, chiefs of staffs, Walls, high-level staff members, literally not just their chats, driving around commanding these forces attacking ICE, trying to get them to overreact. Total trap. Signal chat infiltrated by conservative journalists reveals Democrat politicians, Tim Walz staff, are orchestrating anti-ICE protests and doxing agents. Organized crime, folks. Here's the breakdown. Here's the video.
Yesterday, investigative journalist Cam Higby began releasing information obtained after infiltrating the Minneapolis ICE Watch signal chat conversations. And the information that he has found and released to the public is absolutely incredible. He began by releasing screen recordings of their members list, and investigators over on X have been taking that list and researching who these people are when they've decided to use their real names. We're talking about local politicians, we're talking about national journalists, and yes, even people connected directly to Governor Walz himself. Local politicians like Audrin Chowdhury, a St. Paul City Council member, and at the state level, people like Brad Tabke, a Minnesota state representative. Sergio Martinez, a national correspondent for NPR. Hua Jong Kim, another St. Paul councilwoman. Others have also been identified. Local politician David Snyder has been identified as one of the admins in the anti-ICE signal organization. Minnesota state candidate Anita Smithson, also identified as a dispatcher. And it is now believed that this person, Amanda Noel Kohler, may in fact be the ringleader of what appears to be a very sophisticated, very well-funded, organized crime operation. And here she is smiling with Governor Twinkletoes Sparkle Fingers as a political strategist for his campaign. You know who else is found in these signal chat conversations? Renee Good and Alex Priddy, two people who have lost their lives when conducting domestic terror tactics under the supervision of this organization. So what else did Cam Higby discover? Well, it appears as though they had direct access to the National License Plate Identification Network, which can only be obtained with cooperation through law enforcement or somebody embedded in law enforcement that has access to that database. They also know the exact timing and movements of law enforcement and shift changes, information that can also, again, only be learned when you have people embedded in law enforcement. So you've got local politicians, you've got national media, you've got coordination with local law enforcement, and you have a connection directly to the governor's office. So now I understand why the Department of Justice has been demanding records through subpoenas to a grand jury of St. Paul, Minneapolis, the governor's office, the attorney general's office, and the mayors of those two cities and local prosecutors. Does the Department of Justice already know the detailed level of sophistication this organization is operating under? And are they looking for additional information so that they can start making arrests? And just think about it. All of this organization, all of this money, all of this insurrection, simply because one person walked into a state and found billions of dollars of fraud.
Let me give you a news flash. Most of the people in the DOJ are operatives. They're in on it. Remember, 6 months ago, Denver, ICE was using the federally paid for license plate reading systems, and the city shut it off to ICE. And the same thing in Minnesota. So the feds pay for it. The locals control it, which is compartmentalization. You know, that's federalism. That's generally a good rule. But they're not letting the feds use the license plate readers to get the illegals. They're using it to track the law enforcement. It's all in there. Serious felonies, giving private political operatives, NGO Soros people, access with dispatchers in live time to track ICE. Oh, I thought Palantir is tracking your license plates. Not happening. But the Democrats are. And my point about Palantir was, yeah, watch Palantir. All this stuff's dangerous. You got all these companies, but my point was is that the big NGOs, the Democrats already have access to stuff. They already have all sorts of AI stuff, just like Palantir. And you can hear in these chats and watch these videos, they have it. And that was my point, is they're using it. I said, you know, 5-6 months ago, I said, look, they won't let, I think the headline was, Denver turns off license plate reading system so ICE can't use it. Pull it up. Denver cuts off access to federal law enforcement of license plate reading cameras in Denver. That was just one example. You can pull that up. And then you ask, they asked Google AI, and I said, well, they did deny some of it, but we're not sure. No, it was the city openly said they weren't. Pull the article up. The point is, you see what I'm talking about here? ICE can't find out where a convicted pedophile is. They just released from prison and wouldn't tell ICE. ICE can't get basic DMV records. But these Democrats rolling around in their cars can. There it is. Denver, that's ABC News. Denver banned sharing of license plate reader data with the feds as part of five-month flock contract extension. See? See? Now you're starting to get it. And you know all those commies they got in the sheriff's departments and police departments everywhere else because they're, quote, getting community. They purge the old cops out and they put in their community organizers. They're social workers. Oh, they're social workers, all right. And they're in your junk. All my data. And nothing was ever bad. But they still went over every bit of it. Every single bit of it. Every single thing. Jack Smith got my cell phone illegally. I was one of his main targets. And all they got was one time when I was asleep, my wife took a picture of my Johnson and sent it to me. And they turned it around and said, Jones has a photo of a black man's penis. It's like the way they spin stuff. It's just, it's like, had to be going, you got gay stuff on your phone. Then that's what I get from these people. It's a picture of my dick on the internet. And I'm not trying to say it's just the total distortion of like I'm having my privacy totally destroyed. I have like, you know, the New York Times calling, what's this picture of a penis on your phone? And I went to IT and I said, I don't know how to search this database on my phone. I don't want to do it. Will somebody do it? And an hour later, yeah, come over here. They go, yeah, they said it's a black guy's penis. What is that? I go, that's my penis. But I mean, my point is that it's the level of this, folks. And what's crazy is you can see it's a pink penis. It ain't a black penis. Nothing against black penises. And I'm trying to be gross here. This is the level of the raping of my rights. Of these people. They got all my, I forgot to delete. That's all they got. I'm not in the dick pic department. I'm not sending pictures of my weenie around, let me tell you. But a picture I got sent, that's the end of the world, folks. So, excuse my French, that's a true story. I didn't plug this hour. Big sales actually end tonight. Up to 45% off Methylene Blue and more. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I need your support. These are incredible products. You're insane if you don't get them. Get Methylene Blue now. And, oh, tonight's the last night. I get a free T-shirt whenever you order. I forgot that, too. At TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action on that. That's a big deal.
People can use this as a...
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Minkowitz, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, supporters will be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock. If it keeps on raining,
if it keeps on raining,
live is gonna rain. Going down. Dealing with Mayor Fry of Minnesota, and then I'm in a record order with a bunch of clips and news finishing up Minnesota, the attempts at civil war. And I apologize, listeners, going into the whole my rights being violated, privacy earlier, but that's all true story. It just shows like how sick these people are. They're tracking ICE with license plate reading cameras, but won't do it for child molesters and murderers. It's next level. And then they've been up my ass with all their surveillance and everything and stealing all my stuff. And Jack Smith gets my phone illegally. And then the best they got is the Southern Poverty Law Center. So we got a picture of a black dude's wiener on Jones's website. It's like they don't even care. It's lie upon lie upon lie. I'm sorry. I'm going to move away from that. I'm just illustrating this because it's all true. Let's go to the part of balance report. I'll come back calling the news.
Don't be engulfed by the smokescreen of the ongoing ICE raids and the anti-ICE protests.
This is not just about resistance here in Minneapolis. It's about love. So you've got people uniting and coming together in this beautiful way.
After the shooting of Renee Good, the coverage of ICE on CBS, NBC, and ABC was 93% negative. 93% negative is not journalism. It's tribalism.
Let's keep our eye on the ball.
How high up do you think the message went that there was fraud? Do you think it made its way to the governor's office?
I struggle to believe it didn't. I have to believe that the governor's office and Keith Ellison's office were aware of this. They've said they were involved in helping the FBI. They've said they were made aware.
Mr. Dexter, could have something been done about this earlier?
Yes. As I stated in my opening testimony, in the years that I worked there, we identified how fraud was occurring, the loopholes that existed, and
what were some of the warning signs, Mr. Dexter?
Well, the fact that part of our job was to go and collect attendance records, we would find attendance records that were either incomplete, non-existent.
But I can't understate it how frustrated Minnesotans are right now with the level of fraud and the lack of accountability. Assistant Commissioner Moore said that through the SWIFT system, through your accounting system, you know who you're paying. You know the people who you are sending money to. You know their name. You know their business. Frankly, you probably know who they're connected to. And through the tools across state agencies and across all of the executive branch, from business registrations to what they have to file with the Attorney General's office, all of those tools exist. So why are payments continuing to people who have been convicted of fraud?
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry's inner circle has been riddled with explosive ties to one of the biggest fraud heists in American history, the $250 million Feeding Our Future scam.
The brazen scheme of staggering proportions.
The largest pandemic fraud in the United States.
The subjects in this case weren't interested in feeding our future. They were interested in feeding their own gluttony.
We have new details on a jury tampering scheme at the center of a major fraud case. Federal prosecutors indicted five people for their roles in offering a juror $120,000 for a not guilty verdict in the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. The U.S. attorney says the group targeted juror 52 because she was the youngest juror and appeared to be the only juror of color.
Three of Fry's own appointees got nailed. Former senior policy aide Abdi Nur Salah pleaded guilty to wire fraud. Shamarke Issa, twice handpicked to chair the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority, copped to wire fraud and restitution in the millions. Abdikadir Inanche Muhammad, tapped for Fry's community safety work group, faced indictments in the same rotten scheme. Add in campaign max donations from at least eight indicted players.
All right, the full report is at Infowars.com and on X Raw Show. We'll be right back with Matt. The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globals have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
JonesStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time when I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer. Oh, the past is gone. Isn't that the way?
Isn't that the way? Everybody's got their dues in life to pay.
Well, I know.
Well, I know nobody knows where it comes and where it goes. I know it's everybody's sin. You got to lose to love. Halloween.
And I know I'm on the side of humanity and the truth. And I love freedom and justice, and I hate tyrants. And I know you do as well, so we have a brotherhood, a sisterhood, a kinship that's eternal. For the viewers and listeners to know, I love you from the bottom of my heart. Every time you call in to thank me, I say, don't thank me. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for spreading the word. I want to thank you for supporting us, because I want to fight these people. I'm a fighter just like you. And I can't do it without you. We have changed the world together. This is real. And I salute you. All right, let's move quickly because I've just scratched the surface here tonight. When I saw this guy a few weeks ago, there's tons of videos of him. He says who his real name is. He's public. He's in Minnesota. Calling for killing ICE, calling for getting guns and raising money for it. It all goes back to the DOJ. What are you doing? This isn't legal speech. And I said, that guy, I bet is Trantifa, about 2 weeks ago. We'll find the club. And turns out he is Trantifa. He lives a double life as a woman. Now, I'm not mad at him because he does that. I don't hate him. It's not so cool. I just can't handle it. And I'm, you know, whatever. Or I'm whatever. No. It's that he's basically a theater kid. And he's out there trying to get other people to go out and kill ICE agents. He's not going to do it. And he's in all these videos this week, and I saw at least seven of them. I live four blocks from where this is. Get your guns. Let's go down there and let's take them out. And then now the video's released. He's a drag queen story time guy. Of course he is. So by night, he's dressed as a woman, out doing God knows what, But by day, he's in camo with body armor saying, let's come on, people, get your guns, let's go. Let's go, let's go. A little less talk, a little more action. Get your coat and let's start walking. And sure as hell, he's another candy ass who's getting a bunch of innocent people killed. So let's play a few clips of his recent statements and out in the crowds. And then let's go to his real identity and the great time he has dressed up like a woman out there partying. Here we go.
I do this all year, all the time. I'm out and about like this because I do it for me. I'm a dude all day long. And then at least a few times every week, I like to get real clean and pretty and go out, shoot pool or get dinner, right? But I don't need a fucking celebrate. I don't need to be groped and harassed and fat catcalled and treated like a piece of meat by a bunch of fucking women who fucking give me side eyes in public when I do this.
I said yesterday, if you call people to go out there with their guns and start shooting people, it's a total lunatic.
I said
Trandiva.
My name is Kyle, I'm Antifa, and there's so much rage in me that I've had to record this like 15 times trying to get the message out. Okay, go watch my other videos, doesn't matter if you're not here and you're not caught up, you missed the fight. But if you are, it's time to suit up. Boots on the ground. Nicollet 26th. My house is four blocks away. Anywhere between Franklin and Nicollet and 26th and Nicollet. Show up. Ready to go. Okay. Not talking about peaceful protests anymore. We're not talking about having polite conversations anymore. I am talking specifically to my followers. This is everything I talked about. And this is exactly what I said was going to happen. This is exactly what I said was going to come when we didn't go and march on Whipple with guns. Sorry, but welcome to America 2026, where Second Amendment is the only thing that's going to keep you protected from literal Nazi gunmen that are killing innocent people in the street with impunity. This is not a joke. There's nothing fun to chant about it. Get your fucking guns and stop these people.
So I can play hours of this. The point is that they're escalating the crisis. You have feds out with warrants and court orders getting serious criminals. They go attack them. I'm surprised only two people are dead. And look at the lunatic that's running it. He's very popular, raises all this money, hundreds of thousands of dollars every week. God knows what this person's up to. He's not going to go get killed. He'll get you killed, though. Always the same people, folks. Absolute chameleon, total lunatic. Now, I'd already heard about this a few weeks ago and knew there was investigations going on. But whether you're in Minneapolis, their main capital of Little Somalia, or whether you're in Washington State and Seattle, or whether the different cities in Ohio, everyone notices that you never see a Somali die in the hospital and that you don't have ambulance calls. And that's because this is a tribe of rulers of the Somalis, slavers, pirates, that obviously know, no, you don't do that. Because when somebody dies in the family or they kill them, they get their benefits forever. So the depth of this and what's going to start coming out is insane. Here's an investigator. Wait until you hear this. The fraud is way bigger than your mind can comprehend, and it's sick. Here's a clip.
Have you ever looked at cardiac arrests involving Somalis? It's like, I kind of grokked what she was getting to, and I was like, you mean like are Somalis dying of natural causes and being reported? And she was like, yeah. She's like, I was talking with Minneapolis police officers, and none of them ever remember responding to a cardiac arrest, aneurysm, stroke of a older Somali person. And you're just looking at the actuarial tables. You would think 100,000 people out there, the odds say that some of them are going to have heart attacks. They're going to die. And then the police or the emergency services are going to be called to respond. None of the police officers ever remember going to a Somali DOA. And so I go to some of my sources in the Lewiston Police Department and ask, do you remember ever responding to Somali DOA's cardiac events? They start laughing. Like, you know, we were just talking about this at the station, and no one really remembers responding to Somali DOAs. So what's happening? You know, based on that sample, you know, it's not totally scientific, but we know there's some natural deaths happening from medical events within the Somali community that are not being reported to the state, to the medical authorities, to EMS. Now, why is that? So what happens if grandma's got subsidized senior housing and EBT card and Medicaid benefits, and you report that she's passed away? Okay, so those benefits get shut off. Everybody can understand. Yeah, you just keep the benefits going. This is how you end up with Social Security, or more so the EBT cards, benefits going to dead people. But what are they doing with the bodies?
That's what I was going to ask.
What are they doing with the bodies?
Well, I don't know. Interesting when they find that.
Now, you pull the numbers up that Doge found. They've been double confirmed. There were over 300,000 people above the age of 95 on Social Security. They did the numbers. Maybe 5,000 were actually alive. They had tens of thousands above 100, and they had thousands above 115. 115 years old. They started spot checking. Most of them have been dead for decades. It's not just Somalis. It's unlimited, folks. And it's scaled up. You're like, well, that'll bankrupt the country. The Democrats, the globalists, call it Cloward and Piven. Same thing in Europe. Bankrupt the society while they steal it, collapse it. Say capitalism failed. The Democrats in the 70s adopted Cloward and Piven as their official policy. Look it up. Then you got all this Jesse Smollett-ing. I've seen not just this poor woman, but hundreds of these people. Oh, God, ICE beat me up today, this and that. They never have video of it. Meanwhile, ICE is wearing body cams. They make mistakes, they get in big trouble. She's like, oh, they came in, slammed my head in the wall, called me an N-word. Yeah, right, lady. They watch all their body cams every day. They have managers. But that's all Hollywood. That's one battle after the next, where all ICE agents are secretly in a Hitler cult called the Christmas Adventurers, and they worship Santa Claus. I actually finally watched One Battle After Another last night. I'd read the boil down. I watched it. I was like, this is like Cuckoo Town. Total like, secret white supremacist bases and everything. Other secret Somali bases. And I guess it's true. I'm not saying they're all doing it, but there are Jewish supremacist groups that can't be unless you're Jewish. I mean, there's Muslim groups you can't be unless you're that. No, it turns out the most unorganized people in the world are white people. And that's why we're now the villains and we're the bad guys, because you can just say we're doing everything. I mean, I'm 52 years old next month. I mean, I never got invited to some secret thing other than globalists trying to hire me. I never gotten this, like, you're white, so you need to be part of the thing. And no white people I know ever got invited into it. We were always, we're Christians. We're classy. We don't put down people that are less educated or less fortunate than us. We got to watch out because they've been taught to hate us, but we're going to try to lift them up by example and be good. That's all I got taught. I never heard the N-word used, not against Northerners. But I started traveling more as I got older and doing reports, and man, you mean like New York or wherever, and like the black people are spewing all this racial stuff against every other group. The white people are all talking. I'm just like, dude, I'm not doing it. Like, if I don't like you, it's because you're an individual I don't like. I'm going to stay at your face. I'm just so sick of this idea from Hollywood that Southerners are the ones running around doing all this. Not my experience. I'm just telling you right now. I'm all about, what do you stand for? What do you believe? Who are you? It's like the Marine Corps. You can have Hispanic, black, white. They're Marines. They're brothers. They got a code. Like, that's the beautiful thing about it. That's why I've talked to Marines and went through the stuff. They say that what you see in Full Metal Jacket gave them flashbacks. It's just so real. And they, the drill sergeant's like, you white piece of crap, piece of filth, you damn N-word piece of crap, just getting you over that stuff that it don't matter. People don't have power over you with those names anymore. Breaking people's brainwashing. It's good. Because you want a unit that's going to operate and be successful, you got to get over all this baby crap. But the left is all about it, folks. These universities everywhere. I see all these videos in Australia, the U.S., you name it. Five-year-old girls crying. Mommy, I'm white. I'm a bad person. I don't want to be white, mommy. And I have the administrator saying, yeah, we teach the kids their baggers are white. Totally sick, folks. If you call the little black kids and told them their baggers are black, that's just as evil. Like, what are we putting up with this for? Screwing those kids up. And so there's political control over them. Now, this is sad, and I got an article, a video out of the UK where the UK government says inbreeding is actually good. Because even though the Pakistanis are like 3% of the population or 2.5%, they're over half the deformities. So under Pakistani Islam, most people marry their cousins over and over again. Well, you marry a cousin, you got a 5 times chance of having serious birth defects and a guarantee to have a lowered IQ about 20 points. And you keep marrying cousins, it goes down and down and down. Well, when it comes to inbreeding, the Somalis, especially the ruling class, because they're so elite, it's almost, when you saw Ilhan Omar married her brother, it is almost complete. By the way, you marry your brother, have a kid, 50% chance they're retarded. You see a little bit of that stuff in the Appalachians, a little bit of inbreeding. When you go to those towns, some towns in West Virginia and Alabama, you're like, whoa. You go to the grocery store, there's some weird-ass looking white people, and they look weird, and they're talking weird, and they look... You're like, damn, these people ain't... Look at the Somalis, you're like, they look fucking... They're messed up. It's the same thing. You know why so many Egyptian dynasties fell? They had dozens of dynasties because they kept inbreeding. She'd have one group came in, powerful, smart, whatever. 5 generations later, man, the kids are dying at an average like 15 years old. You got retarded emperors, retarded pharaohs. You got a problem. So I got that newscast coming up where they endorse... The government of the UK says, no, inbreeding's good. You need to do it. So the Somali ruling class, when you hear Somali, that means the ruling tribe. That's the only group they allow over here. They run it. On average, they got a 65 IQ. No, if you got a 70 IQ, you're retarded. Okay. So it's like a breed of dog that's really great. Everybody loves it. And then they keep breeding the dog, and everybody knows the dog gets sick, gets weird, gets dumb, starts biting everybody because you bred them too many times. It's sad, but it's true. So look at this Somali, this Jussie Smollett lady, claiming all this stuff happened to her, and listen to her say, we're not just bananas and rice. I don't know you eat bananas and rice. I don't even know that, and I've studied you. You think we all hate you eat bananas and rice? That actually sounds pretty tasty. I like a Cuban food, plantains and rice. I'm getting hungry right now. Maybe some pulled pork. I guess you wouldn't have that, though. So I'm kind of salivating here. And then we don't like it. You eat bananas and rice. Okay. And now, but we are bananas and rice. Again, she's got a 65 IQ, folks. Poor, retarded woman. They put up here. Here she is.
So I'm Somali. I'm proud to be Somali. To me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice. it's a lot. It's like, it's an interesting thing. It's very hard to describe what it means to be Somali and what it means to be American, but it's like a cultural fusion. It's kind of like the bananas and rice. You know, people don't really see, like, you know, people don't think, oh, you can eat bananas with rice, but that's what it's like to be Somali and American. It's like that combination of banana and rice, but you're going to get what I mean.
Oh, yeah, we are. They turned her into Jussie Smollett. I mean, give me a break, lady. So they make all this crap up. Here's a clip. Liberals stormed a bank, clip 8, headquarters in Minnesota. started singing to protest ICE deporting illegal aliens. They go and ran. By the way, they hit a bunch of new churches today, too. And these crazy liberals dress up. They wear the skin of Christian churches they've taken over. They come in and then do all this crap like they're victims. Here it is. People, almost all of them are academics. They've looked their name, they're all run NGOs. I mean, they live in multi-million dollar houses. They fly on private jets. They manage the Somalis, everybody. So when you see these all white old people, 70 years old, on average, doing this crap, they're there to make sure they keep raking in the cash. And they do all this weird, creepy civil rights stuff. These people are beyond sick. But I got something fun for you. This is a music video that's more of a documentary. Then I'll get into the inbreeding. It's good for you. You didn't know that? Yeah. Marry your cousin. 5 times increase in cancer. Heart defects. Lower IQs. Guaranteed. It's okay. Do it again. It guarantees it. And then all the bad traits of somebody, once you do that, accelerate the crime, the schizophrenia, the insanity. Yeah, folks, inbreeding ain't good. So let's go to this clip, the Somali Walls official music video. This is more of a documentary, really. Here it is. Da-da-da-da-da. Engage in this fraud. It's just true. And we didn't realize the rest of the world's not like that. We got to stop these people, folks.
Massive news, redhead, inbreeding is good.
Harrison.
Listen, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, and it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
Are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones until I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish Sea Moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is, nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
At first flash of Eden, we race down to the sea.
Remember, the globalists hate every second of this broadcast. They cannot stand it. We've got their number. Share the videos. Share the articles. The broadcast belongs to you. Take clips out. Share it everywhere. Support the broadcast. Tonight is the last night to get a limited edition InfoWars shirt. It just says InfoWars with this kind of Stranger Things font. Established 1997. tonight, every order it ends tonight at midnight gets a free shirt. Up to 45% off on ultramethylene blue and more. These are incredible products. It takes money to win a war, plus the products are great. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, let's move quickly. I got a lot of clips here. So I mentioned this. Here is the British government officially saying inbreeding is good. Doesn't matter that you have a 5 times increase when you marry a first cousin of all these genetic disorders and things that can kill you. Holes in your heart, lowered IQ is guaranteed, everything else. And you do it over and over again, it gets even worse. Upwards of half of the birth defects in the UK, when only Pakistanis are less than 2.5%, is Pakistanis. And so now the British government says, no, inbreeding is good. It's like saying, shoot yourself in the head with a shotgun is good. Here it is.
The UK is now promoting the benefits of being your cousin.
Britain's National Health Service says marriage and procreation between first cousins can be beneficial, and the risks have been, quote, exaggerated. New documents show that the NHS guidance to midwives states 15% of cousin couples have children that are affected by genetic conditions, compared to just 3% of children born to unrelated parents. However, the guidelines then go on to describe the benefits of cousin marriages, saying it can provide financial and social security and generate collective social capital.
How do you downplay the fact that if you have a child with your first cousin, you are 5 times as likely to have a negative genetic condition? That's what those numbers say. If you don't your first cousin, you got about a 3% chance. If you do your first cousin, now you have a 15% chance. And I get that if you've been your cousin, you probably don't know the difference between those numbers. But the rest of us in the civilized world who recognize that banging your cousin isn't a good idea. Those of us who live in countries who have laws against that type of shit, we know that's 5 times. But now not only is Britain going, we're going to allow it, but now they're promoting it.
Because they want dumbed down, diseased, stupid people. And then you look at the numbers, you do it again and again and again, you get a Somali. And all the criminal traits just accelerate. It just... you wonder, I got footage of like Muslims just stabbing babies in baby carriages. Their main target, kill babies, kill babies, kill babies. They're just total psychotics. But let's not just pick on Somalis. We've got cases all over the country every day. Fox News alert, a California man, Alexander Sufer, has been arrested for reportedly defrauding the city and county of Los Angeles out of $23 million in taxpayer dollars for the homeless. So you got them farming the homeless, the illegals, all of it. Here's a clip.
After recent warnings about rampant fraud in California, federal agents moving in today, busting a man accused of stealing tens of millions of dollars meant for the homeless and spending that cash on a lavish lifestyle. Correspondent Matt Finn is live in Los Angeles for you. And, you know, folks were warned about this, and lo and behold, here it is.
Yeah, this is it behind me, John. The feds say this man was contracted with the city and county of Los Angeles to house and feed up to 600 homeless people, but instead he was misusing tens of millions of dollars to live a luxurious life. Exclusive Fox video shows the feds' early morning bust here at the L.A. mansion. 42-year-old Alexander Sucker was arrested. Sucker's $125,000 Land Rover was also seized by law enforcement. The feds say Sucker defrauded the city and county of L.A. out of $23 million in taxpayer dollars for not only his mansion and car, but a second home in Greece, luxury vacations, designer clothes, and private schools.
He was living the high life, while the people suffering homeless on the streets with no shelter, no food, they're living out in the streets. People are literally dying. And this guy is out vacationing, buying homes, buying Range Rovers, and going shopping.
Prosecutors say Sucker was supposed to provide 3 nutritional meals a day to the homeless, but during one inspection, Sucker only had canned beans and ramen noodles on hand. The feds say Sucker lied about various aspects of abundant blessings, including fake vendors, facilities, and the homeless actually getting meals. The U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. says they are actively investigating at least 12 other similar fraud cases here in California. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says there's a tremendous amount of fraud in this state and that today's bust of one man who misused $23 million alone may show how little oversight there is.
Well, let's stop there. Yeah, the Democrats all get campaign donations. They're all part of it, 100%. We'll move on from that. Here's the mayor of Frisco, Texas. That's north of Dallas, one of the richest places in Texas. And I'm not trying to pick on Indians, but my God, they're make the Somalis blush. There's way more of them than the Somalis. The Somalis per capita are the worst, but India, 70% of the H-1B visas are India, and the majority of those are one little tribe. And they come in, and they set it all up, and they run all the same scams, folks, every one of them. Let's go to this report out of Frisco, Texas.
A 450% increase in donations above $1,000 from people with Indian last names. That seems like a red flag to me. Now, let me ask a few questions to the mayor and city council that I don't expect you guys to answer, but I'm going to ask them anyway. Mayor Cheney, for 2023, why were four of your top donors Indian people not living in Frisco or even Collin County and donating $5,000 to you? I don't understand why someone would donate to a mayor that doesn't represent them unless that mayor represents business interests that make them money. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that all of you are in real estate business and those four donors have over 158 businesses registered in their name.
The bottom line is people are awake now and looking. So what's the left want? A civil war. Simple. Here's a bill that's been introduced. This is happening all over the country. Started in New Mexico like 20 years ago. But in more than 20 states, they're hiring illegal aliens to be police. A bill's been introduced in Washington State that would allow illegal immigrants to become police officers. Here it is.
Legislation we are tracking in Olympia is trying to take away the U.S. citizen requirement to become a law enforcement officer in this state. Senate Bill 5068 is sponsored by former Snohomish County Sheriff John Lovick. Senator Lovick's bill would allow non-citizens to become police officers and first responders as long as they are legally authorized to work in the U.S. The measure would also open up these jobs to DACA recipients. Senate Bill 5068 was one of many bills on the agenda for all senators today who gathered on the floor to discuss policies for the first time this session.
And when you go to Italy or Germany or the UK, I saw this decades ago, it's like all the enforcers are foreigners because they'll follow the orders. Here's Mondami. Confirms criminal aliens will be eligible to universal child care paid for by taxpayers. The programs are for all. The exact deficit of California yearly is the deficit just of the health care for illegal aliens. It's all free. Here he is.
Clearly, these are programs for every single New Yorker. These are not programs that are going to ask the immigration status of any one of the children. All of those children are New Yorkers. They should all be enrolled in pre-K and 3K, no matter where they were born or where they come from. And we are also proud to be a sanctuary city. What a sanctuary city means is that we have policies in place, policies that have existed for years in this city, that deny ICE agents access into schools, hospitals, city properties, or even the properties of city contractors, unless those ICE agents can present a judicial warrant signed by a judge. We know that the vast majority of the time, ICE agents are not presenting that kind of documentation. If they're presenting any documentation, it tends to be an administrative warrant, and oftentimes there isn't any documentation even provided. So we want to make clear the rights of every New Yorker that they have.
So now you get the plan. Bring in foreigners, sign them up, create a new domestic army. Here's a video out of Texas. This is what human trafficking looks like, where you see a pile of wood being carried. It's all fake, full of illegal aliens. Here it is.
What do they use these for, do you know?
For the fence.
For the fences?
Yeah.
Do you have anything illegal inside the vehicle?
No.
No, anything?
No.
Anything illegal inside the wood here?
No, sir.
Nothing at all?
No, sir.
Okay. You gave me consent to search the vehicle and everything inside of it. Morning.
Morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Yourself?
Good. Are you to work?
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. arrest for human smuggling.
They found all the illegal aliens and they're like entombed. All right, move to the next club.
I think that's good, man.
We warned you where all this was going over a decade ago. The Met police have banned Walk with Jesus March to avoid provoking the local Muslim community. Then I have videos in British towns where groups of three or four white college students aren't allowed to go to McDonald's. The police say, whites are the criminals. We cannot allow you in groups. Meanwhile, they have the lowest crime rate, and the Muslims are murdering everybody. But the police say you cannot go into McDonald's at 5 p.m. You are white. And they go, what's the law? And the cops go, you're going to jail. Remember, they said in the U.K., we're going to put whites in jail now. We're going to... This is it. It's tyranny, folks. It's training you to be a slave. It's moving the Overton window to such an extreme that you put up with anything. So walk with Jesus because the Muslims don't like it. That's banned. Here it is.
And so what he's saying is, if we allow these Christians, okay, UKIP Christians, to march through Whitechapel, the local Muslim community will attack them.
Yeah.
And therefore, we're going to take away these people's right to march through Whitechapel celebrating Jesus because the local Muslims will attack them. What they should be doing is telling the local Muslims, you even think about that, we'll arrest you. And if you do it, we'll arrest you and bang you up for a long time. That's what policing is. You have to enshrine people's rights, not go, oh my God, these Muslim thugs will attack the Christians. Let's ban that march. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's the exact same thing, that, like you said, that happened in Birmingham, where they banned the Jewish fans from coming because of the threat of the violence.
It's exactly
the same story. And this is why that is not a one-off. It is in every bit of the police force throughout the country, because it is the mentality of the top of the police.
Yeah, that's what Craig Guilford said
at the
Home Affairs Select Committee, the emergency meeting a couple of weeks ago.
And I have more videos. I mean, I can show you all these videos all over the country. Girls after school, 4 o'clock, trying to go. It's always McDonald's. The cops say, sorry, you're white. You're not allowed to be on the streets. They literally say, and they go, why? They go, well, you're not allowed to. You're like, that makes no sense. It's communism, folks. They're being invaded. They're being taken over. They're being locked down. They're being told you're a criminal because they're not the criminals. This is the takeover. Here's a breakdown from GB News on Trump's destruction of the globalists. This week at Davos, hearing this.
The things you never hear about is total.
Here, let's stop there. Let's stop there. That's clip 10. Now, this is the real question isn't whether Trump is right, it's why Europe's leaders are still pretending he isn't. Giving a damning assessment of the significance of President Trump's slamming globalism at Davos this week. It's an excellent report. Here it is.
Now, this week in Davos, President Trump did something that terrified the global elite. He did not just criticize globalization, he declared that it is over. Standing in front of the very people who designed, defended, and enforced this economic model, Donald Trump said the quiet bit out loud. The great globalist experiment has failed. Failed economically, failed socially, failed culturally, and crucially, it has failed the people that it was supposed to help. For decades, Western governments were told that borders did not matter, nations were outdated, and mass migration was simply progress. That industry could be outsourced, energy dependence ignored, and social cohesion treated as an afterthought. Donald Trump's message this week was simple. America is done with the globalist illusion. Tariffs are back, borders are back, energy independence is back. And the era of sacrificing ordinary citizens for abstract economic theories is being challenged head on. But the most explosive part of Trump's speech to me wasn't economic. It was civilizational. When he warned that parts of Europe are becoming unrecognizable, he was describing something that millions of people can already see and already feel. Not gradual change, not diversity in moderation, but demographic transformation. imposed from above without public consent, without public debate, and without a serious plan for social integration. Just look around. Europe's great cities, London, Paris, Brussels, Stockholm, Berlin, are changing at a pace no society has ever absorbed without tension. Entire districts where the native population is now a minority. Many countries now have capital cities that are majority minority. Schools where shared languages and norms no longer.
And it's all been done to bring down the West by design. Let's move to the next clip. This is U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright demolishes net zero fraud. This is such a powerful report. Just Trump pulling out of the net zero Paris Accords is worth it all. Not to mention Kennedy and the rest of it. This is so important. There it is.
The things you never hear about is total primary energy consumption in the United States is now over 72% comes from two energy sources, oil and natural gas. Record high market share, little in addition to volumes. Doesn't quite sound like the dying industry I've been hearing about for the last 15 years. But if you roll over to the electricity sector, it's a very different story. In the oil and gas production segment, declining capital intensity, increasing efficiency, surging production. What's happening in the electricity sector? Surging investments, gigantic amount of monies are flowing in. And what's been the net result of that? Almost no growth at all in the production of electricity, but significant growth in the price of electricity.
It's a feudalist system versus a renaissance.
More expensive, and people don't know where that policy is going to go.
Renaissance,
energy-intensive industry,
or feudalism.
The United Kingdom and Germany are experts at that, and they can tell you. In Germany, they've invested $500 billion, more than doubled the capacity of their electricity grid. And they produce 20% less electricity than they did before the $500 billion investment, and they sell it at three times the price.
And Mercedes can't get electricity to build cars.
That is not what the world is going to duplicate. We have just gotten so far off track. Think of our industry, smart, detailed analyzing, physics, numbers, math. But when it comes to climate change, we just check rationality at the door. That doesn't apply over here. It's only about decarbonizing and claiming we're in the middle of an energy transition. That's just, I think we are in the midst of the greatest malinvestment in human history.
All right, that's enough. Powerful report. Here's Secretary Bessette taking on the globalist dictator of Canada.
I think Prime Minister Carney should say thank you rather than giving, you know, this value signaling speech. I don't know. It strikes me that Mark Carney has gone back to his old days. He was the UN climate czar. He's tried to morph his position. He's saying, oh, Canada's going to become an energy powerhouse. Which of those does not make sense?
He also said that, quote, the middle powers must act together because if we're not at the table, we're on the menu. I think some people are a bit surprised at the relationship between the U.S. and Canada and some of Carney's remarks. This is coming from someone who has been historically one of our closest allies. Do you worry at all about the consequences of that relationship deteriorating, like, for example, pushing Canada to develop a closer relationship with China?
Well, again, his trip to China was scheduled long before any of this, and Canada should trade with China. Canada should trade with China. President Trump said that. So Prime Minister Carney should do what's best for Canada. You know, in the context of the United States, I'll point out the Canadian economy is smaller than the economy of Texas.
All right. Now, here's a compilation of globalists at Davos admitting the quiet part out loud. Here it is.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations.
You do not even have to have elections anymore because you can already predict, and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be.
Our primary mission is, in fact, to set a global standard for the world for behavior.
What we are very proud of now is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, so that we penetrate the cabinets.
You want the function, you want the service, right? Why do you want to own a cell phone if you can just lease it? And if you lease, why shouldn't you lease your refrigerator or your washing machine or your dishwasher or Why do you want to own it?
I propose putting an end to anonymity on social media.
Help them if you want to live.
If a billion people stop eating meat, I tell you it has a big impact.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our...
I got Mr. Beast promoting banning meat.
Your brain waves.
There's some really interesting research that we can plant false memories in the brain. People believing that they've been at Disney World with characters who are not Disney characters, taking photographs with those characters.
And substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations.
They are selling us on total dystopia. Just reject them, folks, to the enemy. It's that simple. And stand up and realize you've got to be engaged politically. You've got to support those that are fighting tyranny. Now, today, I'm trying to move back to the model I did like 20 years ago where I hit so much stuff. Normally, I do all this preparation. I mean, you can ask the crew like 10 hours a day. I'm sending them clips, things, calling them. The preparation's so insane. I usually hit like 10% of what we got. We hit half of it tonight. Half. I hit this side. But the most important stuff here, this is all important too. You almost never get it. My biggest frustration is, but I actually feel really satisfied tonight. I hit at least half. We did it. Great job, crew. Send them over 150 clips. You got my commitment. We're moving towards 100% coverage. The problem is during the weekday show, you know, there's stuff breaking, so that gets us behind. But, oh, the stuff we did hit is it's just as insane. Oh, my God. But 50% is better than 10%. I hit 50% tonight, and it's a huge hassle for the crew. The work they do is other people that run shows are like, your crew's the best. They are the best. So support me, support the crew, support your own future. Go now. Make your own personal decision. I told you in the gold and silver 27 months ago, and I said it will double probably in the next 2 years. It's what I do, folks. I mean, I'm obsessed with truth. You get our methylene blue, it'll change your life. You get our Shilajit, it'll change your life. You get our RCMOS, change your life. You get our bovine colostrum, change your life. You get our ultimate life force for your heart, your body, change your life. You are missing out. You are missing out. When God gives you yourself the real McCoy and gives you me the real McCoy, I mean, I'm as real as it gets, folks. And you don't support it, you're nuts. Go now. Make the decision. I want to thank those that have. They've changed the world. I want to save the 99% of crew never did, listeners. Call you crew because you are. What are you doing, man? Methylene Blue, we got the best. And tonight it ends. You get a free T-shirt with every order. Classic InfoWars, limited edition, established 1997. Every order that ends at midnight tonight, up to 45% off of the supplements. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's up to you. Now, because everything's frozen over in a hellhole out there, Royce White was going to be hosting tonight. We're about to re-air what I just did because we got to get out of here. We're going to battle the ice and the snow and the insanity and get back tomorrow at 8 a.m. With Brian Morello and then myself and then Harrison Smith. Join us tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central. And this is kickoff of the show. God bless you all.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease. And you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy. And he got me on methylene blue. And that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule. It should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So Methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue. And this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning. Next level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here. Look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.